No gives us the real deal, and that's the czar of black entertainment, CEO and founder of BRE, Black Radio Exclusive Magazine, the one and only Sidney Miller. How you doing, Sidney?
I'm doing real good, Reverend, and I just want you to know that watching you the other night popped all the buttons off my shirt.
it almost popped all the buttons off mine to argue with my fellow host, but thank you, sir.
Yeah, you have exceeded all expectations of you as a first-class reporter dealing with the real, real issues. And I hope the president lets you prep him for the next.
Well, we'll go on the entertainment. How are you going to touch that? Let me ask you, Sidney. I've been waiting all week to ask you. My friend and yours, Tyler Perry, made an interesting and I think huge announcement this week. Tell us about it.
He made an announcement that made me very, very proud of him, although he doesn't support BRE. He has signed a exclusive deal with Oprah Winfrey's own TV where everything he produces will go on her network. And I think that's absolutely fabulous. More of us need to come together like that in order to survive.
So he's doing all of his stuff exclusively
on
her
network. He has left TBS TV completely. And all of his things will be on OWN TV now.
That's big.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. It's huge. And I hope it sets an example for a lot of us other people who seem to look at each other out of the corner of our eyes all the time.
No, that's big. I like that. That's a big and great thing. Now, tell me about Sissy Houston, Whitney's mother. This is an interesting story.
Well, Sissy Houston, Whitney's mother, has successfully petitioned the Georgia State Court to restructure Bobby Christina's inheritance disbursement payments to protect her from those who would exert undue influence over her and her finances.
Really? Now, that's important. What are they going to do?
Sir?
How's it restructured? Has that been said?
Well, they have cut down on the amount of money that she gets, so because they think that she's spending too much money of her inheritance. And so they have had the court to restructure it, so she will be getting smaller payments, less money for other people to try to get from her.
Okay. Interesting. Now, talking about structuring money, you're reporting that ESPN has kicked a new season of its documentary series 30-30 last evening with a 90-minute show of athletes titled Broke. What's that about?
Well, it's about all of the millions, hundreds of black athletes who have made millions of dollars and who are lined up with bankruptcy and bills that and things that they can't pay for, and leading the pack is Michael Vick, who has just declared bankruptcy after going through almost all of his $30 million.
Wow! So they profile all these black athletes that's broke.
Yeah, and let them talk about what went wrong and, you know, and those kind of things. But, you know, we need to create some kind of a system that these guys go into when they get all this money so that we can advise them. They're not getting the proper advice or there wouldn't be so many of them broke.
Yeah, and it seems like it's over and over and over again, and the system
absolutely
needs to be developed.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you hear about my friend Janet Jackson?
Well, you know, she is supposed to be getting married to this Islamic guy. And
this is the billionaire that we keep hearing about?
Right, the billionaire. She is supposed to be getting married with him and next year, and they're talking about a $10 million wedding.
$10 million wedding?
Yeah, a $10 million wedding, but there are sources who say that they think that she might be going to go from her present religion or whatever it is to Islam, because they say when she visits her friend, and his family. And, you know, incidentally, I don't know whether you know this, but this guy already has three wives.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's going to be number four.
Wait a minute, you mean he has three current wives?
He has three current wives.
Not ex-wives.
No, no. Three current wives, and she will be number four. And they say when she visits him, she wears nothing but Islamic clothing and wears no makeup and no hair pieces or anything. So it sounds like she is about to make the plunge, not only just marrying this guy, but becoming a Muslim.
Wow. All right. Well, if she's happy, I'm happy for her. Talking about not being happy, though, what is all this I keep hearing about Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj?
Well, Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj, they're personality clashes. They have major personality clashes. And a lot of people are tuning in to American Idol not just to see who's going to sing, but to see who's going to throw the first punch, because they have done everything on this show but come to actual physical violence.
Now the show's already running?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And you mean they argue and fuss on the air?
Yes. Yes. You know, I don't know. You know, first of all, you know, these shows are running out of favoritism. They are losing ratings, and these people are taking some extreme measures to try to get their ratings up. And I would not be surprised if everybody involved is not involved in creating this scenario so that they can have at least know that a lot of people are going to be tuning in. You know?
Yeah, but the image that it gives them when they get through is not a good image.
Well, it's not a good image, and I say this in Mariah Carey's. I think that Mariah is finding herself in a situation that she finds distasteful and doesn't know how to deal with it. Nicki Minaj is taking advantage of the situation and you know, creating all kinds of havoc and saying real nasty things to Mariah. And, you know, it's whatever the ratings will prove whether this is good for the show or bad for the show. I think it's bad for the show, Reverend.
Yeah, I think it's bad. And I think that Mariah Carey's image, who I know well, I christened her babies, but her image is more mainstream, and she has more to lose than Nicki Minaj, who has sort of a more edgy kind of image. I don't think Minaj loses anything in this. I think that Mariah can.
Well, like I say, I think that most of these personality clashes is being initiated by Nicki Minaj. She seems to thrive on these kinds of scenes.
Now, Mike Tyson, talking about my friends, what's happening with Mike?
Well, Mike has had some surgery on his neck.
Really?
It turns out that he had a herniated disc in his neck. Mm. And he told me that this did not come from boxing, that he had this condition before he started boxing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then that the pain had just gotten so bad that he just couldn't tolerate it anymore. So they went in and put pins in the herniated disc to try to stabilize the situation. And he has to wear a neck brace for the next month until, you know, everything heals.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Sydney. We'll talk next week. Thank you so much, Sydney Miller, BRE Magazine. I'm going to take a break. Coming back, we'll talk to the Secretary of Labor, Hilda Solis, about the new unemployment numbers. Unemployment has dropped now. I said 7.9%. It's 7.8%. It was 9% a year ago today. So it looks like this is a good report headed the right way. Let's talk about it, Secretary Solis, and open up the phones. We'll be right back. Keeping it real. Shopton, right after this.